So as the day gets long for you at work, you need more to listen to. That's where the Patreon comes in. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I make some of it free with the free podcast daily. The rest, it's all on the Patreon. Ad-free, listener-supported, 11 bonus episodes each week on the Patreon. Part of that, the Lost Zane recordings. As the show on WBBL progressed from April of 2016 and then finally coming to an end in January of 2019. I loved the time there. I had a lot of fun doing that show with Ben and before Ben, Julius, and the various shenanigans that we would get ourselves involved in. It was awesome. So I like to relive that by unloading for you on Patreon twice a week, the Lost Zane recordings. This is a free view from my latest edition that I posted on Patreon. If you are interested in Patreon, try it out for just 1 month. See if you like it. That way, if you're like, maybe not, you're only out $5 or $10. $5 is all the audio. $10 is the audio, the video, and the live streams. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane for more information. But thanks regardless for checking this out. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
800-785-1073 as Queen brings us back on the rejoin. On our list of that we ripped off of RollingStone.com's 25 worst original names of famous bands, Queen was known as Smile back in the day. And boy, this publicity picture of them, this is a bad look. they all have super long hair. I'm not sure which guy is. Is it John Deacon?
I can't tell which one's which.
I always get Roger Taylor, and I think the other guy's name is John Deacon. Brian May and Freddie Mercury, everybody knows. The other two I get mixed up. One dude has a mullet that, I mean, it makes...
We're talking about the black mullet, the brown mullet, the blonde mullet.
The brown one. And it is insane because he had the bangs cut straight across his forehead.
But a little bit crooked, too. It was like they were using a rickety bowl.
And then just an unbelievable... These are power mullets. It looks like... I almost am getting the impression that at one point during their career, Queen's career, they decided to try to conform to hair bands. It's not a hair band, it's a classic rock band. It's an old group. And they tried to grow out their hair in this majestic style.
What's considered a hair band?
Well, you know, typically there's a sound to hair bands. You know, if you think of any old Motley Crue, Poison,
right.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Bad songs.
In that era.
Gotcha.
That era. But I think that with the 70s style musically and appearance of Queen, and then they are still a band during that era, it almost appears like they changed because it was the style. I don't know. But anyway, they were known as Smile. We went over a number of them. Let's see. Standing out was Pearl Jam, being known as the band Mookie Blaylock, who used to be a guard in the NBA.
I think where we left off was the Pendletons.
The Pendletons became the Beach Boys. And, God, these terrible publicity photos. They're standing there holding this big-ass surfboard. They're all wearing the same clothes. This is before Brian Wilson flipped his lid. Green Day used to be known as Sweet Children.
Both names kind of suck.
Yeah, whatever. But they've been around forever. You know, it's amazing you think about it. The Black Crowes were once known as Mr. Crow's Garden.
Probably a good choice to change that.
I've always really liked that band, but it seems like, I'm not sure what goes on, but it seems like they could never get out of each other's way and could have been bigger. And they burned really hot and fast for a period of time. I think the lead singer Chris Robinson, I think he kind of has his own deal now, his own band.
Really?
I'm not sure what they're called, but I've heard people who have heard him say, man, it is the most boring, sleepy show you'd ever want to see.
And they all wore like these mystical outfits, like this like velour.
They're hippies, basically, Southern rock hippies. Extremely talented, though. The Beastie Boys were known as the Young Aborigines. Hard to believe that one of those guys is dead. Which one's dead? Is it Adam Yauch?
Yes.
That's a dude who died?
Yeah, MCA.
Right. So they were known as the Young Aborigines for a period of time. We talked about Kiss. They were known as Wicked Lester. It's hard to believe it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them trying to, because they're the kings of promotion. If they stuck with Wicked Lester, there's no way they'd have the same amount of appeal.
Might as well have been Wicked Pedos.
The Pink Floyd were known as Screaming, I don't know this word, but it says Abdabs. The Screaming Abdabs.
I have no idea what that is.
Screaming Abdabs.
Were they dabbing before it was popular?
Perhaps. Also spelled Habdabs is old-timey British slang for a mystery ailment along the lines of, this article says, heebie-jeebies, and possibly tied to the idea of delirium tremens. Blue Oyster Cult, more cowbell, please, were known as Soft White Underbelly for a period of time, which just sounds disgustingly terrible. '70s funk band Earth, Wind, and Fire, which looks to have 8 million guys in it, were known as the Salty Peppers.
I mean, you're like cringing at it, but Earth, Wind, and Fire,
yeah,
is not a band name. Those are the Elements.
Yeah, I know, but they did all right. How about this one? The Doobie Brothers, an enormously successful band, their first choice, Pud. They actually went by the name Pud. Which, I mean, where do you go from there? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pud.
I do like Doobie Brothers a lot more, obviously. But Pud would have been popular. Hey, we're Pud.
A lot of people like this band. I haven't really heard too much of them. I think they're very, very heavy. Lamb of God.
I've never heard of Lamb of God. What kind of music do they play?
It's metal, right?
I would assume so.
I think it's metal. Let's see here. The Virginian Neo Thrash outfit. That sounds pretty heavy to me. They were known as Burn the Priest. Hey, appearing tonight at Catholic Charities event. Please welcome Burn the Priest for an all ages show. Wait, oh no. Finger 11.
Just always weird.
I would have gone with your first name, Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
What?
That's what they were known as.
It's one of those things you just kind of make up on the fly. Like, what if we named our band Rainbow Butt Monkeys? One of these morons thought it was a good idea.
Sugar Ray, known as the Shrinky Dinks for a time.
Shrinkage.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thank God they changed their name.
Were known as Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. Little wordy.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath. Went by the Polka Talk Blues Band. Black Sabbath, pretty much the most perfect name for the world's first heavy metal band, as they describe it, but it didn't come to them immediately. When Ozzy, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward first came together in 1968, they were doing blues rock tunes under the name Polka Talk Blues Band. That's just hard to say. Hey, man, who are you guys? Oh, we're Polka Talk Blues Band.
The name suggests they should be at like the Polish festival. Could you imagine them showing up at the Polish festival?
Please welcome to St. Stan's Polka Talk Blues Band.
Everyone's excited. Then they start playing their music. Like, oh, my God.
Don't forget, we're getting to the end of the party. Buy one, get one free on Punchkies. Goodbye, Fat Tuesday. Hello, Lent. Thank you, Polka Talk.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Creedence Clearwater Revival with John Fogerty and his awesome bowl cut were known originally as the Gollywogs. Okay, let's go with the more notable Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is also a weird name for a
wordy
band, too. The Gollywogs probably would have worked. You know, John Fogerty hates those guys, and they hate him.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it did he steal their music?
No, I don't think that was it. There was a massive falling out that took place, and I think the rest of the band still tours.
It took sides.
As Creedence Clearwater Revisited. But the problem is,
it's not
Fogerty's sound. You can always recreate the band. And let's face it, Creedence's songs weren't that intricate. They were pretty basic songs. Like if
I
you
liked
start,
them.
If they're good, but they're not that hard to play. Anybody could play those songs. I've started and quit guitar about 100 times. The first song they teach me every time is "Proud Mary," which is originally done by Ike and Tina Turner. But they always this is how Creedence would do it. It's easy for anybody to play. And Fogerty's vocals are unmistakable, so he goes out and makes billions of dollars as
right.
John Fogerty. In a strange twist, Fogerty got sued over one of his songs sounding like him. Apparently, he sold the rights to another one of his songs, so he didn't own the rights to the song. And he wrote another song years later that sounded like him. And he got sued for it. And I think he lost. Guys, the band Creed were looking at their career and they said, guys, things haven't gone well early. It's time we make a change. And I think we need to start with the name of the band. I think we might be having trouble getting gigs because of the name of the band. Well, what could it be? Well, the name of the band, Creed, their first name, was Naked Toddler.
Ooh.
Appearing tonight.
I know some people that like that, but for the most part, it's not kosher.
Welcome to 20 Monroe Live. Please welcome Naked Toddler.
Ooh, everyone lets out a groan. Ooh. In their picture, too, they look so 90s.
Yeah. That band, boy, they were massive for a period of time.
For like an album, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they did very well. They made a ton of money. And I think things went south and dude flipped his lid, did he not?
Scott Stapp.
Yeah, he has. I think he's turned it around, but he's had a tough time. Ben, you know anything? You probably
yeah. He's bipolar.
Yeah. And then when he was marriage blew up, substance abuse, the whole nine yards.
Now was Creed a Christian band, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
They were.
That's what I thought. And the fact that they named themselves Naked Toddler, were they talking about baby Jesus?
It's like look. Okay, guys, I know we're a religious band, but there is an outrageous Catholic scandal in Boston. I think we go with Naked Toddler. I think that's what we're going to do. No? All right, let's go to Creed. We only did five gigs as Naked Toddler. We're going to make a change.
I'm upset that Nirvana wasn't on there. They had so many good ones. I know I brought a PenCap Chew, but another one they went by, and they're more well-known, like, past name was Fecal Matter. How did that not make the list?
Oh, my God.
Kurt Cobain was a weirdo. Yeah. He would have been 50, I think, last week or something, right?
I'll never forget when Kurt Cobain passed away, when he killed himself, or when Courtney Love killed him, depending on who you believe.
Yeah, depending.
I was on the air in Saginaw at what is now a Cumulus radio station, Z93. It was Z93 then. And I'm sitting there, and I had no idea. And my boss comes running, and he goes, "Man, I just got the worst news in the world." "What is it?" "Kurt Cobain's dead." "Oh, my God." He goes, "Listen, I want you to play a triple shot of Nirvana. And when you go on the air, I want you to act really sad." And I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, I mean, like, start to cry." And I go, "Really?" I go, "Well, I mean, that's a bummer, but I'm not gonna cry." He goes, No. "You gotta do it. You gotta get really bummed out." And I just was watching MTV, and Kurt Loder was upset, man. And everybody, "You'll be the biggest thing ever if you cry on the air." That was the start of it, Julius. And I've never changed.
That bastard. Where is he? I want to beat him up.
That's the guy who started it all. So I'm on the air. I'm like, "All right, welcome. Give me a Nirvana song. I got to get a Nirvana song."
I have.
We got it. Here, I got one. I'll pull it up. He's like, "Okay, I want you to go on the air, and I want you to ramp this record. I want you to get really bummed out about it." Okay. Z93, the mobile home of rock and roll.
The mobile.
Just got some bad news. I just heard through the fax machine. It just came down the pipe. Kurt Cobain has died. This is bad news. Everybody around the radio station is bumming out. I'm having a terrible time processing this right now. We're going to do three in a row from Nirvana. Here they are. Rest in peace. I think I stepped on it a little. I'm not sure.
And does it matter at this point? Kurt Cobain's dead, damn it.
Z93, the mobile home of rock and roll. If you haven't heard by now, Kurt Cobain is found dead. Sorry, Ben. The bad news. Here they are in the triple shot on Z93. Come as you
are, as you were. You're old enough. How soon after Kurt Cobain died did the rumors of Courtney Love having a hand in it come out? Did it, like, was it like right away?
No.
Or is that like, I'm wondering if that had like built up.
Bad news today. Z93, the mobile home of rock and roll. This is Eric, the poor boy Zane. I'm your afternoon slabber. I'm so happy. Oh, I completely ruined that. Z93, the mobile home of rock and roll. Eric Zane. Bad news today. Kurt Cobain is entered lithium. I'm so happy. Cause today from my friends are in my head. I'm so ugly. That's a mobile rock and roll. They're insane. Poor boy. Mobile home rock and roll. Bad news today. Kurt Cobain died. This is from Unplug. Z93. I don't know this intro.
This is the live version. This is the Unplug.
The mobile home rock and roll. They're insane. Poor boy's insane. I just got the bad news today. Kurt Cobain has shot himself. He's dead. We're rocking out. Damn it. Sorry, Ben. Apparently he died this way. That's audio of his death.
Exclusive footage. I thought it was more like, "Bleep you, Kurt. You bitch." That's what I thought the sound was like.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's the only hits I have of Nirvana. I don't know.
What? Heart-shaped box.
One second here.
Well, of rock and roll. If you haven't heard, it was sad news today. Nirvana. Kurt Cobain shot himself. What? The boss just told me that that's way inappropriate to play his method of suicide. I'm probably going to be called on the carpet for that one, but I know I'm stepping all over the lyrics, but I'm a shock jock. This is the way you do it now. You go on the air and you cry, and then you basically, you shock them. Yeah, we're doing 10 in a row from Nirvana, the Z93.
There you go.
All right.
I'm done with it. I am done with it.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much for checking out the free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.